Shabbos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav. Beshamei Omrim Ein Noisnin Unin Shel Pishton L'Toicha Tanur. Beshamei says, one should not put a bundle of flax inside of an oven. El Kedei She'avilu Mibod Yom. Unless he puts it in with enough time that it gets hot while it's still day. The issue here is that when they would do this and cook flax in an oven, the flax would be bleached. It would turn white, which is like laundering. And that's the Malacha of Malabin. And again, this is Beshamei's Shita, that you can't have your Kalim do Malacha for you. Now, why do we bring this again here? So the Taisi Santif says that really the Chiddush here is really going to be for Beis Hillel. Because even according to Beis Hillel, that do not hold of Shvisas Kalim, maybe over here, because there's another problem of Shem Yechata B'Cholim, that many times people in those days, when they would have coals in order to hasten the cooking process or the fire, they would move and rake around the coals to increase the fire and speed up the process. So maybe Beis Hillel, when one would think that Beis Hillel would be Moda that you shouldn't do this, the Teretz says this case is different, we're going to see. Beis Hillel matters it, because if you would open up the oven to play around with the coals inside the oven, the wind would sort of mess up the flax. It was not good for the flax, so we weren't concerned that one would do that. Veloas atzemer liyora, and also similarly, Beshameh holds one should not put wool in a pot in order to color the wool. El kadesh yiklita ayin, unless he had enough time before Shabbos, that the color, which I guess is the ayin, would be caught, however, whatever the lashon is, it would be caught into the wool. The color would be infused into the wool, I guess, and it's not coming out anymore. Uveisol matirin, beisol matters this too. Now, the chiddush of this one, again, Taisis Yantif explains, this is also for beisol, because over here I would think this is also asr because of Shem Yechate B'cholim. And the case specifically is, and the Rav says, the only way it's mutter is if the pot was taken away from the fire. Because if the pot, in the second case, was right on the fire, there's that same gzeir of Shem Yechate B'cholim. And also, that there's clay on top of the pot where it's closed, to seal it. Because if there's not clay, even if it's off the pot, there would be an issue that a person may mix it around. He may mix the pot, even while it's off the fire. It sounds like, according to the Rav, that'd be a malacha of bishul, by mixing it. Because when you mix something, you speed up the cooking process. So therefore, you need those two conditions, the Rav says, according to Beis Hillel. Nevertheless, it's the Chiddush that even this Beis Hillel matters. Mishnah continues, Beshameh Omrim, Ein Parson Mitzudas Chayva Oifas V'Dogim, Elekadesh Yitzodu Mibod Yom. Beshameh says, the one is now to spread out nets to catch animals, birds, and fish, unless he can catch it while it's still day. Now this needs a hesber, because catching something's a little different. Who knows when an animal or fish is going to jump into the net? So the Yishalmi says that the case is, for example, with the animals, is where you spread it out in a forest where there are a lot of wild animals there. So therefore, you can definitely decipher when that there's enough time to say that you can catch something, because once you walk away from such a net where they can't see you, it's almost inevitable that something's going to go in there. That's an amount of time that you can quantify. And Beis Shammai says that you have to give yourself that amount of time. And Beis Hillel matters this too, because this is also Shvisas Kalim. And the Chiddush in this one is that in the other cases, the Kalim were sort of doing a passive Malacha. They weren't really doing Malacha. Malacha is happening inside of them, but the Kli itself wasn't doing the Malacha. Here, by trapping, the Kli actually does something. Like, I guess when the animal steps on something, it triggers that the net actually catches the animal. It's more involved in the Malacha itself. Actually, in cooking, you know, the fire's doing the cooking, whatever, but the pot's not doing the cooking. So one may think that Beis Hillel asers this, Kamashalan, even this is mutter, because it's Shvisas Kalim, and there's no problem with Shvisas Kalim. So as long as you spread it out right before Shabbos, it would be mutter according to Beis Hillel.